Let's just open up in prayer this morning. Lord, we thank you so much for bringing everyone here safely. Pray for those that couldn't make it, or for whatever the reason, Lord. I would pray for Pastor Mike as well as they're off this week again, and just be with them. Just pray they could have just a real special time. And just pray this morning, Lord, that we can learn a little bit more about you, especially this time of season where we celebrate Thanksgiving and looking forward to the birth of your son. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So, last week, let's move this doornut out of my way though, just a little bit. I'll put him over here because I can't stand still. Can everybody see that okay? Excellent. So, you know, that's too far though, because I need to grab it later. So anyway, so last week, obviously we could make it here for Thanksgiving. We're going to be talking mostly about, though, being thankful this morning is the theme. And maybe wondering what in the world that the donut has to do with anything. So right away we'll say, so let me just ask you really quick, what, kind of already spoiled it, but what do you see here? A donut. Very good. What else do you see? A hole. The next, a hole, a circle. All right. First thing, saw a donut. Second thing, we saw a hole. Keep that in mind. So, as we think about being thankful, one of the first things I want to talk about this morning is being thankful for salvation. And one of the things, we see the Trinity when we talk about being thankful for salvation. And the thing to focus on is what you saw. The very first thing is, what did you see? A donut. That's what's there, right? You have all of the dough, and you have the sugar, and you have the shape. You have the donut. The next thing that we look at typically is what's missing. First we see what's there, but then oftentimes we see what's missing. In the work of salvation, we see God the Father, and we're going to, in 1 Corinthians 15, towards the end of the chapter, this is the resurrection chapter, a chapter very familiar where we talk a lot about during Easter time. Paul goes in and talks about, this is the basis of our salvation, that if the resurrection didn't happen, he says that we of all people as believers should be pitied. That it's worthless. Our faith has no basis. It means nothing if the resurrection didn't take place. So at the second to the last verse of 1 Corinthians 15, 57, this is Paul speaking. He says, but thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through Jesus Christ. So God the Father, thanks be to God because he gave us the victory. He died. He rose again. He ascended into heaven, and because of the resurrection, we can have salvation. And then in 2 Corinthians, the next chapter, the Apostle Paul, again, gives thanks to God. And at the end of the chapter, this chapter is about giving. It's talking about Paul being thankful for giving to missionaries, thankful for giving to his ministry. And he says to the church at Corinthians, he says, hey, we have been boasting to the Macedonians about you. Was this a perfect church? Heavens no. If you read anything about Corinthians, if you go back and read some of the things that the Corinthian church was doing, they are appalling. But here, Paul is focusing on, and this, he says, you know, because of how you guys are living, because of you, we are boasting about you. And he talks about giving. And in the verse right before, 2 Corinthians 9:15, he talks about because of God's grace. In 2 Corinthians 9:14, that is the ultimate gift, is God's grace. And so then Paul finishes up saying, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. So he's talking about giving, monetary giving, encouragement, taking them in when they're on their ministry. And Paul says, thanks be to God because his grace is what does it. His grace is this indescribable gift. And what a cool transition. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving to God. And because of his grace, he gives us this indescribable gift that we're going to celebrate here in about 3 weeks, the birth of Jesus Christ. Next person of the Trinity, talking about Thanksgiving, here's this indescribable gift, God's grace that he has provided through Jesus Christ. Now Jesus in John 10, so Jesus himself, the second person of the Trinity, he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you in John 10. Wow. Be thankful for salvation. Jesus says, I will never leave you. So this indescribable gift, God's grace, Jesus, he comes, a man, his ministry, he's telling people, if you believe in me, no one can snatch you out of the Father's hand. Something to be thankful for. God the Father, he's there with his grace. Jesus Christ, he's there. Holiness, going to prepare a place for us that nobody can snatch us out of his hand. And next, Jesus, so he goes away. Uh-oh, now what? And this is what the disciples were thinking. They didn't understand this. Jesus is going to go. Why are you leaving us here? Jesus himself says later on in John chapter 14, he says, but the advocate, the Holy Spirit, from whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything that I said. Third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. Thankful. Every believer is sealed with the Holy Spirit living inside of us that can't snatch us out of our hands because of God's grace, and the Holy Spirit leads us and teaches us in everything that we need to know. He is there. We can't see him, but God is there. But oftentimes, we try to look through that hole to everything but God. So, now that we've covered being thankful for salvation, what now is us as believers? How can we be thankful on a daily basis? Doesn't mean you shouldn't be thankful for your salvation. But just saying, now as a believer, I want you to take just a couple minutes. If you have a pen, awesome. Take a piece of paper, the back of your bulletin. Let me give you just a minute and write three things. There's no right or wrong answer. Write down three things that you are thankful for. Need my pen, honey? There's a couple things here. Anybody need a pen or pencil? All right. So keep that in mind. I'm going to ask, so how many of you, and if you just made a mental note, if you had anything to write, again, anybody in here write that they were thankful to God? And you should be. When I think of thankfulness for God, I think of one book. Anybody want to just shout an Old Testament book that is loaded with giving thanksgiving to God? Anybody want to take a shout, which is a hint of what that book would be? I heard it in whispers. Huh? Psalms. Yes. A book full of singing and praise and thanksgiving to God. And here's just a few verses today to remember that God is there and that we can be thankful for him. This is just a few that I picked out. This is cool. I should have made a copy of this for everybody before. In my Bible here, this has 25 of the most familiar psalm lines. Some of these are in here, some of them aren't, but I was looking, I was like, oh, what a neat little reference. It just has one line of just very famous psalms that you read through. Be still and know that I am God. Great is the Lord and worthy of praise. But, and that's the theme that you see over and over in Psalms. Psalm 7:17 says, I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing the praises of the name of the Lord Most High. Praise to God because of his righteousness. Man, if there's nothing else to be, praise God that he's righteous, because we certainly aren't. But God is righteous. Even thinking back way back to Abraham. Abraham believed God, and what did God say or God do? God credited it to Abraham as righteousness. God's the only one that is righteous, but now because of Jesus Christ, he sees us as that way as well. Think about that. We were an enemy of God. Now he sees us as his child as righteousness, something to be thankful for. Psalm 28:7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy and my song, and with my song I praise him. The word thanksgiving is not in that verse. But the Lord is my strength. We can be thankful. God is our strength. He is our shield. My heart trusts in him and he helps me. The part I want to focus on, my heart leaps for joy. Does your heart leap for joy when you think of thanksgiving for God? I know a lot of times for me, I'm thankful, and then 2 minutes later, I'm looking through the hole again. Thanks, God. Thanks. You are my strength and my shield. I see your protection on me right here. And then 5 minutes later, I'm looking to something else for my protection, for my focus. Psalm 104. I'm going to read this whole psalm because it's short and it's just an awesome psalm. It's only five verses. So Psalm 100, not 104, 100. Focusing on verse 4. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. And then he goes into enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. A lot of stuff in there. Goes from the sheep. Think of the gates of the sheep. Back then when a shepherd is protecting his flock, how many entrances are there into the flock? Into his gates? One. One way. He says, entered into his gates with thanksgiving. Also think of the gates. Think about the priests, where they used to have to go, and think of the tabernacle. The high priest would go in once a year to make their offers into the Holy of Holies, and they tied a bell around their shoes or around their legs, and they would have it. And why was that? Because they would go in, and if the bell stopped ringing, wasn't a good sign for the high priest. That way they could, if they had to, you could drag them out because nobody else could go in there except the high priests. Praise God and thank God that because the veil was torn, because of Jesus Christ and because of our salvation, we can thank God. We can enter in to his gates. The shepherd has said, come in. Come in anytime you want to and talk to me. I am your strength. I am your shield. I am your righteousness. I don't care what you want to talk about. I am there. Even if it's something silly, you can enter his gates with praise and thanksgiving. And he will hear you. How many of you on your piece of paper wrote down that you were thankful for someone, a person that you can think of? Yeah, most of you. And you should be. Anybody, not putting anybody on the spot, but if you want to be on the spot, that is fine. Anybody want to share somebody that they were thankful for? Your children, your partner. Ed says, neon sign, this person. Anybody else? We're thankful for people. The Bible says a lot about being thankful for people. Something we're going to focus on in just a minute here too. The Apostle Paul in the New Testament, in the book of Philippians, in 1 Thessalonians. I'm going to read this section. Bear with me here. It's a little long. It's seven verses, but listen to the things that Paul says about the Thessalonian church, about the believers. 1 Thessalonians 3, 6 through 13. He just got a report back from Timothy. And Paul says, but Timothy has just now come to us from you, from Thessalonica, and brought us good news about your faith and love. He told us that you always have pleasant memories of us, and that you long to see us just as we long to see you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, in all our distress and persecution, we were encouraged about you because of your faith. For now we really live, since you are standing firm in the Lord. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy we have seen in the presence of our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself of our Lord Jesus Christ clear the way for us to come to you. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. Isn't that an incredible passage of somebody being thankful for somebody else? Paul, am I doing it again? He would look at all the things that were there. Was the church perfect? No. But he says, we're thankful. We pray in remembrance of you. You're standing firm in the faith. We have joy. Does it mean that Paul, he talks about, oh, there may be things lacking in your faith. It's not saying he doesn't ever, you know, we shouldn't address things that need to be addressed. But his focus was on what was there, encouragement. He wasn't saying all of these things that we're thankful and remember and you're standing in the faith and you're walking with the Lord and we got this wonderful report from Timothy. That's what he's focusing on. He doesn't go and go, ah, one little thing over here. Aha, this is what you missed. And how often do we do that? Mostly with the ones that you probably wrote on your paper. With our loved ones. That's the ones that we usually focus on what's missing. Think about all the time somebody does something for you there. Whatever it is, you can fill in the blank for your situation. And instead of coming in, the first thing you do is, oh, thank you so much for making this nice meal for me, for cleaning this up, for helping me here set this up. The first time that we do is, that's out of place. What are you doing? It's a mess in here. Whatever it may be, how many times do we focus with the ones that we love the most? Other believers, whether it's with each of you in here, with your kids, with your spouse, with your coworkers, do we focus on what's missing instead of what's there? One more example from Paul. Again, the church of Philippi this time starts out the book. He does his normal greeting. And then in verse 3 of chapter 1 in Philippians, Paul says, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel, meaning their common interest. You guys have a common interest in the gospel? Pray with each other, praise with each other, give thanks for one another. Don't focus on that one time. Focus on all the things that you guys are there for each other, building a community, reaching your community right here. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is, Paul says, it's right for me to feel this way. It's right for us to be thankful for one another. He says, it's right for me to feel this way about all of you since I have you in my heart. Cool picture, isn't it? Paul had them in his heart. He thought about them. He was thankful for them. And he says, whether I'm in chains, which he was a lot, or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God himself, I inserted that word, can testify how long for all of you with the affection of Jesus Christ. Being thankful for people. And how many of you put in there, and this is fine as well, sometimes you get scared to put this one down. How many of you put down that you're thankful for something you have? Enough. Anybody put anything else? I saw another hand. Anybody want to share with something thankful that they have? A thing, whatever. Health. Hot water. I think that's silly, but the verse in 1 Timothy 6, 6 through 8 says, we brought nothing into this world and we can take nothing out of it, but if we have food and clothing with this, we shall be content. Some of you may have put down, I know I'm thankful to have a warm home, hot water, your health. Does it mean that you don't get caught up in any of these things of who has how much and how many of this or whatever? That is not the point. It is being thankful for what's there and not what is missing. Thankful for what is there and not what is missing. Keeping sticky stuff. I'm going to close. Early. I wasn't even paying attention. You ever heard the story about the farmer who was discouraged with his farm? So he's like, I'm out of here. So he decided to sell and move somewhere else. So he called up the realtor, engaged one that he knew and said, hey, could you come over here and take a look at my property? He goes, I'm done. He goes, I want to sell. So the realtor said, yep, I'll come over. I'll take some pictures. We'll look at your property. We'll stick an ad in the newspaper. But before putting it in the paper, the realtor called him and said, hey, got it all together. And he said, would you like to, listen to what I'm going to write in the ad along with the papers? He goes, I just wanted to let you proofread it first before I send it out. So the realtor calls him back, sees if it meets his approval. The ad spoke of a good location, a well-maintained house, sturdy barns, lush pasture lands, a beautiful pond, fertile soil, and a great view. The farmer listened carefully and said, read that back to me one more time, slowly. So the realtor read it again. A good location, a well-maintained house, sturdy barns, lush pasture lands, a beautiful pond, fertile soil, and a great view. The farmer listened carefully, paused for a minute and said, no, don't print that ad. I've changed my mind. I've always wanted a place like that. I'm not going to sell. Focusing on what is there and not what is missing. This time of year, as we go from Thanksgiving to Christmas, we all have a lot to be thankful for. Salvation, number one. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we're thankful to God, and we have a lot of each other to be thankful for. And we have a lot of things that are okay. But are you thankful for them? Do you know who provided them for you? Let's pray. Lord, it's just even in the one song that we sang, Lord, the one song we sang said, peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven, all gracious King. And Lord, you are gracious. You are loving, you are righteous, you are our shield, our defender, our creator. And Lord, we are thankful for you. And just pray that each one of us would be mindful this year that maybe we can even share the good news with somebody of that indescribable gift that is always looking for what's missing because they're trying to fill that hole with something other than yourself. Lord, let's each of us, like Paul, rejoice over one another, especially those that are dearest to us, Lord, our brothers and sisters in the Lord, our spouses, our kids, our parents, our co-workers, that we be thankful and look for the things that are there and not for those things that just because we think are different or whatever the case may be, that we look for the things that are missing. Lord, thanks so much that you opened your gates for us. And we're so thankful for all the blessings that you have given us, and pray that we're mindful of that as we walk away here today. In Jesus' name, amen.